places in this world. I have compassion for the suffering. There are suffering in a lot of parts of this world, almost every other place, apart from here in Western Europe. But does the United States have a moral obligation to pay to resettle the populations of every country where they're suffering? I mean, can we have a rational conversation? No, because it devolves immediately into bumper stickers. I'm compassionate. You're not. You're racist. I'm not. Really? What's good for America? Let's start there. No one does. You can't. There's not an adult conversation about immigration going on now, unfortunately.
Yeah, no. And you don't want to come across as being cold or callous, as you say, but we need to make sure that we're a nation
Americans
of laws
who live
and
here.
Abiding them.
And what about the Americans on the border towns where Congress has already funded to secure the border? Where did that money go to actually put up the fence? 10 years ago, they funded that project. What happened to that?
Good point.
One in six American men is unemployed, cannot find a job. You tell me that this level of immigration is helping those people. How is it helping them? It's not. It's hurting them. It's hurting Americans. Why can't we be honest about that? I don't know why.
Because it's politically inopportune right now for them to have an honest conversation about it. Let us know your thoughts about it. Friends at FoxNews.com. Meanwhile, we have some headlines to get to this morning.
Yeah, we'll tell you about that now. A Florida man's 4th of July lit up early when lightning struck.
We're standing here and the lightning, you see them pop, and you see all the sparks, you know, like all the electric coming through him, and he fell straight back, and he slid into the water.
Robert Santiago had to pull his brother-in-law from a canal after lightning knocked him off his feet. The two were just enjoying a 4th of July barbecue.